Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Come on, Diamond. The last thing Carolina needs right now is any more drama. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Eventually, it'll come out why the top freshman woman basketball player in the country is transferring from UNC. Diamond DeShields appeared happy to be a Tar Heel, said she loves her coach Sylvia Hatchell, and that the team basically dedicated the season to Hatchell while she recovered from leukemia. Sylvia stayed close enough to know if anything was wrong and says she is in the dark as much as anyone else. Heartbroken is the word Hatchell used after hearing the news. Now DeShields won't even get to play for Hatchell, who recruited her out of Norcross, Georgia. Diamond set the ACC record for points as a freshman, was Rookie of the Year and first-team All-Conference. She knew the Tar Heel style of play before she got here and seemed to embrace it all season. Why not? She could play anywhere she wanted and do anything she wanted on the court. And she did, from playing out front at point guard to down low in the paint. While fans may shrug and say, no big deal, it's only women's basketball, any bad publicity about UNC athletics these days still seems like piling on. That's why DeShields owes it to Carolina to come out and say why she's leaving. Even the old personal reasons would mean there is something behind it. Does she want to play closer to home for South Carolina, which has a loaded roster returning? Does she want to play at Tennessee, where her mother was a star athlete? Why did she wait until after being feted at the Rammy Awards Monday night and the team banquet Wednesday night? Maybe she wants to enter the WNBA draft, if that is even possible. Without answering any of those questions, speculation will fill the space among those who care. Fortunately, that's not a ton of people because women's basketball at UNC and in the ACC continues to live in the shadow of the men's game, if attendance is any indication. Carolina, Duke, and State had three of the better programs in the country, yet none of them truly had a sellout this season. In her last taped interview on ESPN, after the Tar Heels beat South Carolina in the Sweet 16, DeShields looked happy, said she was healthy, and was dancing with her teammates. That's not someone who is planning an exit strategy. Whatever it is, Diamond, just say it. This is Archansky. See ya.